The General Rule of the Order of Ecumenical Franciscans. We covenant together as the Order of Ecumenical Franciscans to observe the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. By following the example of Saint Francis of Assisi, who made Christ the inspiration and the center of his life with God and people, Franciscans should devote themselves especially to careful reading of the gospel, going from gospel to life and life to gospel. We seek to encounter the living and active person of Christ in our brothers and sisters, in sacred scripture, in the church, and in liturgical activity. We shall go forth as witnesses and instruments of the church's mission among all people, proclaiming Christ by our life and words. Like Saint Francis, to rebuild the church, and inspired by his example, let us devote ourselves energetically to living accountable to our respective denominations and in our spiritual fellowship with Christians everywhere, as successors of the original brothers and sisters of penance, the original name of the Third Order, and motivated by the dynamic power of the gospel, let us conform our thoughts and deeds to those of Christ by means of that radical interior change which the gospel itself calls conversion. Human frailty calls us to strive for this conversion daily. Following the example of Jesus, let our prayer and contemplation be the soul of all we are and do. Let us participate in the sacramental life of the Church above all the Eucharist. Let us join in liturgical prayer in one of the forms in use in the Church. The Order of Ecumenical Franciscans shall follow the example of Mary by imitating her self-giving and by praying earnestly and confidently. We shall faithfully fulfill the duties proper to our various circumstances of life. We shall also follow the poor and crucified Christ, and witness to him even in difficulties and persecutions. Christ chose for himself a poor and humble life, even though he valued created things attentively and lovingly. Let the Order of Ecumenical Franciscans seek a proper spirit of detachment from temporal goods by simplifying our own material needs. Let us be mindful that according to the gospel, we are stewards of the goods received for the benefit of God's children. We strive to purify our hearts from every tendency and yearning for possession and power. As members of the Order of Ecumenical Franciscans, with a gentle and courteous spirit, we accept all people as a gift of the Lord and an image of Christ. A sense of community will make us joyful and ready to place ourselves on an equal basis with all people, especially the lowly, for whom we shall strive to create conditions of life worthy of people redeemed by Christ. We shall individually and collectively be in the forefront of promoting justice, by testimony of our human lives and courageous initiatives, especially in the field of public life. We shall make definite choices in harmony with our faith. We shall esteem work both as a gift and a sharing in creation, redemption, and service of the work of humanity. In our families, we shall cultivate the Franciscan spirit of peace, fidelity, and respect for life, striving to make a sign of it, of a world already renewed in Christ. We shall respect all creatures, animate and inanimate, who bear the imprint of the Most High, and we shall strive to move from the temptation of exploiting creation toward the Franciscan concept of universal kinship. In obedience to our Lord Jesus Christ and the example of Saint Francis, we are bearers of peace, which must be built up unceasingly. We are compelled to seek out ways of resolving conflict through nonviolent means, trusting in the presence of the divine soul in everyone and the transforming power of love and pardon. Since we are immersed in the resurrection of Christ, who gives true meaning to sister death, let us accept death serenely as an encounter with our God. As members of the Order of Ecumenical Franciscans, we covenant to draw up and live by a personal rule of life, based on the rule of this order and falling into these disciplines: worship, prayer, penance, work, lifestyle, mission, obedience, and community. We shall always be under supervision and accountable to an advisor. Admission into this order is gradually attained through a time of orientation, a period of formation of at least 2 years, and profession of the rule. The entire community is engaged in the process of growth and formation. Profession, by its nature, is a permanent commitment. Members of any Christian denomination may belong to the Order of Ecumenical Franciscans. This order is a self-governing body whose members meet annually and is governed by its professed members, who shall elect officers and make rules as they see fit, in accordance with this rule and in harmony with Jesus Christ.